Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Ooh, how many of you know this is the area that separates us? This area right here, when you are filled, there's a coming alive that happens. It really is. It's going from these moments of that, what the Bible would, it's like the dry desert, right? And when we allow God to come, when we allow the Holy Spirit to move in our lives, there really is that spring of water that just comes forth. It just breaks forth within our lives. And I love it because it really is just like a spring would break forth. It's exactly what it's like within your life. You can go from your lowest moments, and when you allow Him to move in your life, you begin to see this happen within your life. Just this full out just flow. You begin to see changes in your relationships. You begin to see just, man, a joy within your life. You begin to see healings become possible. You begin to see all the things that He desires for you just come forth within your life. And it really does set apart somebody who is allowing the Holy Spirit to move within their life and somebody who's just going through the routine. Because there really is a difference in the way that you look at things. Because there really is a transformation of your mind that happens. Where now, when things come against you, it becomes more of, nope, I know that You've given me this. When you feel down, when you feel pain, when you feel things, it's nope, God's made me more than a conqueror. He's already given me healing because the Bible tells me that by His stripes, I am healed. Not I will be healed, not someday, but I am. And my body must conform to what His word says. It's a walk. It's no longer just plain church. It's not just seeing what's happening and just going on with life. It is a walk. It really is. Are you walking in faith this morning? Are you coming alive? Are you believing that the promises that are given to you are actually yours? Because they are. They are yours. He promised them to you. You are His child. You are created in His image. And He has given you these things as His children. But you gotta take them. You gotta say, I know that this is true. And regardless of what I see around me, regardless of what's happening, this is where I'm standing. Because You promised it, and Your word is not wavering. So if you came in here this morning with something, anything, it can be hurt, it can be for healing, it can be for anything. If you have anything that you're saying, God, I don't want this anymore. It's Yours. As we sing this song again, I just want to encourage you, rejoice. Rejoice in the victory that is already yours. Claim your healing. Claim your weight being lifted, the chains being broken. Claim it in your life because it is already yours. And He's given it to you this morning.
The Lord has been speaking to me about the shuns. And you say, what are the shuns? The shuns are the I-O-N. I-O-N's. I only need Jesus. I only need Jesus. Jesus wants us to go into action. In the book of Acts, there was action. He wants to read His word. The Bible says his bread is his word, and there is consumption. The Bible says that John wrote the last book in the Bible. He said there's revelation. We are in the end times. And John wrote about the end times. It was the last thing he did. We have to salvage ourselves and others, which is salvation. We have to redeem others, help them be redeemed, which is redemption. It's all about the shuns, but there has to be an action. But the shuns also bring us persecution. It also brings us thank you, Lord. It also brings us to a place where we can have relaxation in Him. He wants us to operate in the shuns, the I only need. When you need something revealed to you, you only need Jesus to reveal it to you. When you need something to happen in your life, the difficult portion of your life, you only need Jesus.
That's right.
He's asking us to operate in the shuns. Thank you.
In the beginning of the song, it says, all saints and angels. You guys can remain standing, please. This same room, an attitude of worship. I'm not here to preach, I promise. It says, all saints, can you go back to the beginning verse? All saints and angels, they bow before the throne. The elders, they cast their crowns before the throne. The last song we just sang about coming before Jesus. What was it?
House of worship.
Come alive to the miracles. What was the other? It was something that struck me. Oh. And then something about Jesus bowing down.
We bring our demons tremble.
Yes.
Everything
to the feet of Jesus.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about coming before the throne of God. Last time I was up here preaching, one of the times, I talked about all the goods that we do in our lives, all the good, gosh, you know, I gave to the poor, I do the worship team, and thank you, Jesus. But you know what? When it comes to a time like this, when Jesus walks into the room, you just fall on your knees, you take your crown, and you just respect. But Lord, you just have it all, Father God. Lord, you can have it all. Doesn't matter what your week look like. You know, we have kids, and sometimes our kids have issues. We just bow before the Lord and say, Lord, you can have it all.
Amen.
It's not about me. It's not about what I can do. It's not about what I can give to the poor. It's not about what I can do in the drums. Lord, I thank you for giving me the desire. Thank you for giving me the talents. And Lord, my problems, Lord God, it's not about me, but I bring it to the throne. We are God's, I feel like I'm repeating myself, I've said this before, but we are children of the King.
Yes.
We are royalty.
Amen.
We're not little peasants trying to make our way into the kingdom and trying to sneak our way into the throne room and say, Lord, look at me. But we are children of the living King. He is Jesus. He is Messiah. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah.
I mean, at what point do you not have access to the throne room? You always have access to the throne room. So I don't know what you're going through. This song, I love this song. I told you the last, this is like my anthem song. I love this song. This song says everything. It says everything. I don't know what you're going through. I don't care if you're sick. I don't care if you have COVID. I don't care if your family is fighting. If you're fighting with your children. You have access to the throne room to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are a child of the living God. Yeah. At any given point, church, as long as you are walking underneath the umbrella of the Almighty, you have access. You have that key to the throne room.
Come on.
There is no reason why we should walk around in defeat.
That's right.
Amen. Come on. It's something to be excited about. He is here. This is not something we're talking about, you know, in about 20 years, Jesus is going to come back. We're going to see him. They're like, Jesus is here now.
Yeah.
He's here now. He's here every week. Yeah. He's here in your house. He's in my truck when I'm driving to work and going from house to house to house. He is here. It comes to a point where you just take all your crap. Sorry, I don't know if you can say that, but you can take all your crap and your kungada that you go through the week and just bring it before the Lord. Cast your crown. Cast that crown that you think that the Lord has given. The Lord has given us gifts. And but it's not, when it comes to the presence of the Lord, it doesn't matter. Your crap doesn't matter when it comes to the throne room of God.
Right.
When the Lord is here.
Woo!
Amen. Hallelujah.
I love this song. I'm sorry, but I love this song. I love this song. I want to, let's just sing it again. But sing it. I'm asking, sing it. Sing it.
Come on. Hallelujah.
As if Jesus is standing right there, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen. I'm sorry, I get all excited. I'm sorry. I get all too crazy, but yes, he deserves it all. He is worthy of it all. Lord, I just lift up our hands right now if you guys can. Lord, we just come before you, God. Lord, and we just say, we give it to you. We give it to you, God. Lord, I don't know what it is in all of these lives in this room, but you know. Lord, we give it to you. Lord, if we're mourning over death, Lord, if we're struggling over bills, if we're struggling over family members, if we're struggling over sickness, Father God, Lord, it doesn't matter. You are the King, and we give it to you. And we bow our hearts, Lord God. We bow our knees, Lord, and we just take everything that is holding us down, Lord God, just give it to you. All week long, not just today, all week long at the workplace. In Jesus' name, Father, can we sing it again?
Yes.
I just want to let you know. I don't want to let you know, but God wants me to tell you. He loves you. And the glory belongs to us.
Yes.
The glory is His. But he says, whoever Jesus is, so are we. So who we are is because of the glory that he has put upon us. In scripture, it says, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken through us to the glory of God. So it's him that gives us everything that we need. It's him that loves us. And it says in scripture also that he doesn't come with wrath. He doesn't come with, he comes with a gentle spirit. And this is the whole idea, is that we're not supposed to look at each other and say, oh, they're doing something wrong. We can only change ourselves. We can't change anybody else. It's up to him to do it. So we look at people and we know Jesus loves them.
Yes.
And he loves, it's just like the idea of our children. We have children and we can say anything we want about our children, but don't let anybody else say it, because if they say it, that's not. But the Father God's the same way with us. Don't talk negative about anything, because that's only the enemy. He says, talk positive, because that's exactly how I want you to see yourself. So it's not who you are. It's not what you do. It's him in you. It's him that wants to show you his glory. And he wants to love you just where you're at. And we're all individuals. and we're not all in the same territory. But our journey is different. But that's what makes us unique. That's what makes us where he knows every hair on our head. We can only do what he wants us to do. And he just loves us so much. And you can't think of anything that he wouldn't do for us. But the thing is, you have to believe it. You have to believe you're good enough because he lives within you. Because he loves you. You are good enough. There's nothing. All his promises are yes and amen. Amen. To the glory of God. It's his glory, not ours. And we can't look at how good we can do things. It's how good he does things through us.
Amen. I keep hearing, and it does go with what Stella just said. He loves us very much. He loves each and every one of us. And I keep hearing, I died for you. Will you live for me? Will we?
Yeah.
Amen.
I will.
Amen.
I'm worthy of it all. Yeah, you are, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'll just read you one of my. Is
that? No?
It's on.
Yeah?
It's on.
Okay. I'll just read you one of my poems that I wrote not too long back. Hopefully, it pertains to everything. When you are lost and in despair, don't give up and claim defeat. God knows your sorrow, for he's in tomorrow, and he knows the path you take. He knows each twist and turn on the journey that you will make. You never walk alone. He's right beside your very guide. So let him know your cares. He wants you close beside him to be invited in. He knows how hard it is to walk on a path of sin. But God never abandons. He is always there. He walks beside in faith when you can't see the light. He holds your hand when fearsome in the middle of the night. Just call out, dear Jesus, he is right there. Even when you feel alone, he values you with care. So look out, look up, reach out, hold tight in times of stress. In great pain and sorrow, he won't leave you, but will bless. There's a mystery in life, times we cannot see. It's when you feel most alone, he's very close, you see. Amen. He wants you to acknowledge him in times of woe. During these moments, he's inviting you to grow. Faith must be tested and tried to be true. So when you feel most alone, our Savior does see you. He's closer than a brother and knows your every care. So please enter in his presence, bow your knee, for he is there.
Yeah, man, praise God. Thank you, Wendy. Praise God. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, somebody. Yay. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I want to tell everybody, thank you for coming this morning. It's my first Sunday of the year for me. Amen? Amen. Amen. Yeah. So happy New Year. I'm going to just go through all that stuff I would have told you last week. Happy New Year. Hope you had a great New Year. Amen? Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. How many of you actually do... what do they call those? New Year's resolutions. How about a New Year revolution? Yeah. Anybody in for a New Year revolution this year? Come on. Hallelujah. How many know that God's doing great things? I may say amen to that. I mean, can I just say this to you, that no matter what you go through, God is with you. How many say amen? Amen. Just like Stella said, just like we heard, hey, he's always with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He spent his son's life for you. Can you imagine that? Spent for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that a great thing?
Yeah.
Woo, hallelujah. I'm excited about what God's going to do. I'm excited about what God is doing. How many of you know that we have a great foundation? Is that right? What's his name? Jesus. Can you put up Isaiah 28:16, I think is what it is. The word of God says, behold, I lay in Zion. You guys remember that? Therefore, saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone. a tried stone, a what kind? Precious. How many know Jesus is precious? Hallelujah. A precious cornerstone, a sure what? Foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Other translations shall not be run off. Other translations also say that will not, you're not going to get excited and move away. You're in a foundation. How do you say amen to that? How about, oh God, how many know that this foundation will never shake? Is that right?
Yeah.
There are shaky foundations out there. Amen. How many know that? How many know that our government is on shaky foundation? Come on, man. Hey, shut up already, Henry. Come on, man. Yeah. How many know the hospital systems are on shaky foundation? Pharmaceutical shaky foundations. Hallelujah. Even our schools and our education systems are what, on shaky foundation. How many say amen to that? The only foundation that God has set in the earth that will never be moved is the Jesus. Amen. His name is Jesus. Look at your name. Say, look at your neighbor and say, his name is Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Say with power. The name is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Hey, did you hear me? I said Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Give me one of those. Abe. Boom. Come on. Give it. I said it with
power.
Yeah. Did you hear that? Can I do it again? One more time. Right, more. Yeah, come on, man. Let's get a little volume on that, Babbo. Can we get a little volume on it? One more time. Hey, his name is Jesus. What? Come on, man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you know when Jesus walked into Jerusalem, something happened? How many say amen to that? The day after, after he had been baptized by the Holy Spirit, after that he had been baptized by John the Baptist, something happened. When he walked into Jerusalem, there was a whole different story. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. He was on a mission. How many like missions? Yeah, no? Yeah. Well, guess what? I'm going to tell you something right now. Every one of you, you're on a mission, whether you believe it or not. So get used to it. You're going to love a mission. Amen? Hallelujah. So if you will, open your Bibles to John chapter 5, I believe it is. John chapter 5. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Abe. My brother Abe, he's like a son to me, man. Hey, can you do this for me? I'll try. I think so. Yeah, I come up with some weird stuff. How do you say amen to that? Henry's pretty weird. And I come up with some weird stuff, and yeah, he does a good job, man. He goes, anyway, it didn't happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's good. Oh, yeah. Praise God. Oops. There it is, man. I can do it myself. Hallelujah. Now we got to buy a new speaker. Yeah. Praise God. John chapter 5. I'm going to start at verse 1. I'm going to read all the way to verse 31. You guys okay with that? Amen. Hallelujah. I believe in reading the word of God. How many say amen? Amen. How many know if there's anything we need, need God's word? Amen. Hallelujah. Nothing like God's word. Is that right? It's better than Campbell's soup. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. John chapter 5, starting at verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. But it's so much better when God does that for you. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, a certain man was there and had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been now in a long time in that case. He said to him, wilt thou be made whole? And the impotent man answered him, sir,
I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming down, another steps down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up your bed and walk. Praise God. And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It's the Sabbath day. How many of you have ever had somebody tell you something? Just when you think you're doing good. Hey, he was just told by Jesus to carry his bed, man. Get up and go. Just got healed. Shouldn't they have been a little bit happy for him? 38 years. Come on. 38 years of this nonsense that was in his body. How many say amen? 38 years. And these guys are giving him a hard time about it. Oh, man. Poor guy. The Jews therefore said unto him, "As that was cured is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." He answered, "Hey, he that made me whole, the same said to me, take up your bed and walk." Then they asked him, "What man is it which said to you, take up your bed and walk?" And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. And afterward, Jesus finds him in the temple and said to him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more. Everybody say, sin no more.
Sin no more.
Sin no more. Lest a worse thing come unto you. And the man departed and told the Jews, Hey, it was Jesus which made him whole. Therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, My Father works hitherto, and I work. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he had not only broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Huh. Important. Amen? Important words. Then answered Jesus and said to them, Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you can marvel. Praise God. Amen. For as the Father raises the dead and quickens them, even so the Son quickens whom he will. For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment to who? To the Son. All that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. Can I tell you that these words are starting to drive these guys crazy? Yeah. The Father, so that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father which has sent him. Verily I say to you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life. And he shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into what? Say that. I'm going to say that to you one more time. You have passed from death into life. Is that right?
Yeah.
Anyone that believes in Jesus. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, come on. Verily, verily, I say to you, truly, truly, I say to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall what?
Live.
Shall live. For so as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself. And has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. And shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
Ha ha ha.
So I can of my own self do nothing. So Jesus is saying, amen. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. What was Jesus looking for? Not his own will, but the will of the Father that sent him. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. I'm going to stop right there. Amen? Ooh, man, I'll tell you what. These guys, Jesus came into town. Can I ask you a question? Do you think Jesus knew what he was doing? Ooh, come on. I bet this event was discussed in the throne room of heaven. How many say amen to that? There's going to be a day, Jesus. The Father is saying, you're going to walk in. There's a place called the Pool of Siloam. Bethesda. You're going to walk in there, and there's going to be a guy in there that we've been holding for 38 years. Amen? How many of you know God knows what's going on? 38 years. And Jesus, I'm going to use what you do there. You're going to raise him up on the Sabbath day. How many say amen to that? Amen. The Sabbath day. Amen?
Amen.
Come on. Hallelujah. It's gonna ruffle their feathers. Amen? How many say amen to that? This is going to give them a heart attack. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This was planned, folks. Every event that Jesus went into, it was planned by the Father. Can you imagine that?
Amen.
Ooh. What was Jesus doing? You know what Jesus was doing? He was changing their foundation.
Amen.
He is destroying the foundation that they're working in. Let me say amen to that.
Amen.
And at the same time, because what I love about Jesus is his words, at the same time, they are, not only do they tear down, but they also strengthen and build up.
Amen.
Let me say amen to that.
Amen.
Can I tell you, the Word of God talks about where Jesus walked in, and they weren't happy about this young man. How are you saying? Amen.
Amen.
I liked it when Jason got down here and boom! Did you guys see the hat and the hat, everything fly?
Yeah.
Man, come on, man. Hallelujah. I love it, man. I love it. Theatricals. If you no, but man, I tell you what, he's talking about something that's in the heart, something that's heartfelt. Hallelujah. People used to get mad at me because I would jump around like a jumping bean. My wife's up here playing with the flags. I mean, come on. It's because it's something that's in your heart. You're doing it for him.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mexican jumping bean. You didn't think I heard that. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Isaiah, let's go back to Isaiah 28. We're going to start at verse 14, though. I want you to look at this. Here's where the word of God is saying, wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scornful men. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
This is God, this is the prophet prophesying an event that was going to happen years down the road. And God is saying, look, you scornful men. Were these guys scorning Jesus when he was there?
Yeah.
Oh, you bet they were. They wanted not only just to hurt him, they wanted to kill him. Is that right?
Yeah.
They sought to kill him. And it says, wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scornful men that rule this people, which is in Jerusalem. Because you have said, we've made a covenant with death and with hell, we are in agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come to us, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Can you imagine the Lord saying, hey, oh, you made an agreement? You made an agreement with hell. Yeah. Oh, and you made a covenant? You made a covenant with death? Ooh.
Man.
I'm impressed with what God says. He said, man, I'm impressed. I don't think so. I think God says, shouldn't my people come to me? Shouldn't my people make a covenant with me? Shouldn't you make an agreement with me? How many know it's important that you agree what God's word says? The agreement and the covenant you make is with him. Hallelujah. Not with your fellow brother. Hey, the agreement comes from him, and when it gets into you, it moves out to the rest. How many say amen to that? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? The agreement, God has to be at the forefront.
Yes.
Always. Hallelujah. I don't care how well you treat other people. If God's not at the forefront, if it's not his plan, come on. It's your plan. Hallelujah. Come on, man. Like, I'm into destroying foundations that are not of God. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Or how many are into that? Yeah. When says, hey, man, you know what? You're standing in won't hurt, won't hold for you. You got to get into a foundation that will hold for you and hold for you constantly, all the time, no matter what's going on in your life. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So he says, oh, so you've made an agreement with death? You think the overflowing scourge will not come to you? God says this. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, he says, I lay in Zion for a foundation of stone.
Amen.
A tried stone, a precious stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believes shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the line. Righteousness to the plummet. The hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sometimes we got to talk hard to you. How many say amen?
Yeah.
Quit sinning. Amen. Whatever. The hail will wash away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. This is because of the foundation that's being set. Folks, how many know that we're operating off of the foundation of the kingdom of God today? I mean, do you know that? Do you know that God's kingdom has a foundation stone? He's it says here, a cornerstone. Is that right? What's his name?
Jesus.
And we, as men and women of God, we are all parts of this foundation. Do you know that? We are living stones that God is placing in this foundation. How many know that? So I would just like to say this to you. Whatever is going on in your life that does not match the foundation that God has placed, which is Jesus, you need to get rid of it. Can I say that to you? Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean, just being truthful.
Yeah.
Truthful. Because God has laid a foundation. No man can lay any other foundation than that which is laid. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
It's Jesus. That foundation is Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh man, the Jews had, man, you know, how many know that anybody could probably go in the temple and just start talking? Well, hey, rise up and be healed on the Sabbath. Anybody can do that. Is that right?
Yep.
Hey, in the name of Jesus, rise up. Or maybe not in the name of Jesus. Let's just say, hey, get up and walk, bro. Get up and walk. Anybody can do that. How many know that?
Yep.
But as soon as a miracle happens, something changes. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Something changes. The color of the whole scheme is changed. Now they've got nothing they can say. How many say amen to that? How many know that we are supposed to be doing miracles just the way Jesus did? Do you know that?
Yes.
Do you understand that? That will change the scheme of things out there around you.
That's right.
Amen. Hey, raise somebody out of a wheelchair and get them to walk. Kick that wheelchair down the road and watch him walk with him, run around with him. Come on, I'm going to tell you something. The thing that changes things is a miracle that comes out of the man and the woman of God. The Jews had a problem. They had a big problem. It's a miracle.
Yeah.
Remember when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus?
Yep.
This was before this. Nicodemus told him, Jesus, hey, we know that you're a man sent from God, Jesus. Because nobody can do the miracles that you do unless God be with them. Woo.
Hallelujah.
Jesus laid a piece of foundation right there. You must be born again. Can I say that to you? Jesus is constantly going after what we are doing that's wrong, that doesn't match the foundation that we've been put into. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Come on. You know what? God has no problem. He knows. You know, how many know when you first got saved, you got to learn some stuff. Is that right? How many say amen?
Amen.
But how many know that there comes a time in your life When the maturity of the believer begins to have an effect on you, can I say that? When you begin to walk in a way that God has designed for you to walk, can I tell you, everybody in this room has a design that's different from the person sitting next to them. Do you know that? We're all different. And God has planned for that. Read Ephesians. You're going to see that he has placed things within you according, not to your will, but according to his will. And he has things for you to do, not according to your will, but according to his will. Jesus goes after their foundation. They said, you told that guy to get up and carry his bed. Okay? He needed healing, right?
Right.
He needed healing. But you did it on a Sabbath day. Come on, man.
Come on.
Come on. Oh, man. Hey, you did it on a Sabbath day. Come on, man, do it. Oh, yeah. Can I tell you that Jesus is going after that foundation? When you learn the word of God, you're going to see that rest was standing right in front of them. The Sabbath was standing right there in their midst. And they're missing it. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Jesus understands that it takes revelation to understand these things. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
How many know that?
Yeah.
You just don't get everything all at once. Is that right?
Yeah.
But God wants to give it to you here and there, quickened here, and a moment over there, and a time over here. He wants to be giving you these revelations of who he is and what he's doing in your life. Hey. But these guys should have known. Because he even says some things to them. Look at what he says to them. Oh, hallelujah. My Father works hitherto, and I work. My Father's working today, and I'm working. So I'm going to heal on the Sabbath day. What you guys are doing is not what God has prescribed for man. Can I say that to you? Jesus is changing their perspective. And they can't push back. Why? Because a notable miracle happened. Because the miracle, Jesus says in another place, he says, look, I don't bear witness of myself. What I do bears witness of who I am. There he goes, walking away, carrying his mat on the Sabbath day. The Sabbath is holy. Yes, it is. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Hey, you got to find rest in Jesus, and it's a holy place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a place of your heart, that your heart rests in God. How many say amen to that? I don't care what's going on around you. I don't care what it looks like. It doesn't matter your heart rests in God. Got in a car accident, got hurt. Guess what? Your heart should rest in God. COVID, cancer, whatever you got, your heart will rest in God. That's what God's looking for. It don't matter, because your heart is set on the foundation that God has placed in the earth. And he says, and you'll never be ashamed for watching over and believing in this foundation. How do you say amen? Come on, hallelujah. But you broke the Sabbath. Praise God. And not only that, you said God was your father. Huh? We know what that means. It means that you are equal with God. Equal with God. Scripture says that in another place where Jesus didn't think it strange to be equal with God. Is that right?
Amen.
And if he didn't, if he thought that way, why would we think any other way? Because the Word of God tells us that he has placed his Spirit within you.
Hallelujah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's given you wisdom and understanding in the things of him, even though some of those things you don't get yet. How many say amen?
Amen.
He is building you and strengthening you, and this foundation is going to be seen. Can I say that to you?
Amen.
The foundation that God has placed in you is going to be seen in a way that it was seen just with Jesus. It was seen with Jesus. These miracles and these things are going to begin to come to pass around you, not because of you, but because who lives in you for his kingdom and for his glory. Can I tell you, this world is set on course to receive a kingdom like it's never seen before. There are kingdoms all around us. There's not in this country, but there's other kingdoms all in all these other countries. Ooh, they've never seen a kingdom like this kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Never seen. This is a kingdom of power.
Power.
A kingdom of power that changes lives.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on. Everybody do that. Come on, man. Ooh, man. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Said he'd make them equal with God. The foundation, the foundational principle. Principle number one. Everybody write this principle down. Principle number one of this foundation. Jesus.
Jesus.
Come on, man. That's it. That's all you need.
One name.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sorry. Hallelujah. Glory to God, just comb rolling up. Hallelujah. Lord spoke, it says something to my heart last night, and this is what he said. Foundations must be shaken in order for the kingdom foundation to manifest itself in the earth.
Amen.
Folks, we all have little foundations. We all have these foundations, and some of these foundations need to crumble because they're not really saying what God's word is saying. We hold to certain things. We think certain ways. And hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. God is changing things. And he's changing it in the body of Christ and the people that will listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
This,
amen.
I mean, I will say this, that you know what? I lay myself on the line for what God tells me to say. Because I know some of you are going to say, oh boy, he's lost it now. 10 feathers just fell out of his head. I mean, he don't know what he's talking about. But let me just say this to you. I want you to look at a scripture. Isaiah chapter, let me look. 51 verse 16. I love this scripture. I love this scripture. I love it. And this scripture is upon each and every one of you if you'll receive it. Here's what the word of God said. I have put my words in your mouth. How many say amen?
Your mouth.
Yeah. Your mouth. Yeah, everyone. I put my words in your mouth. He says that I have covered you the shadow of what? Whose hand? My hand. His hand, says the Lord. And then he says that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth. Hallelujah. See, you're part of this foundation. That's why he's saying, I'm going to lay the foundations. See, he's already laid the cornerstone. But the foundation that needs to be built around that cornerstone is exactly like the foundation cornerstone.
Amen.
Just the way he is, you are.
That's it. Amen.
Paul said, till Christ be formed in you. Ooh, hallelujah. That's the foundation. You're the cornerstone. And then he says, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth and say to Zion, you are my people.
Amen.
How many of you know that you are the Zion of God?
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's you.
Glory.
You're his people. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
What does COVID have to do anything with you? What is cancer? What is, those mind, I can't remember what they say, but it's something about your mind. Yeah, that. What does that have to do with you?
Nothing.
Alzheimer's. Yeah, all those things. What has it got to do with you? You are his people, people. Hallelujah. You belong to him, people. Amen, Jason?
Amen.
Come on, man. You belong to him.
Yes.
What does that sound like to you? Look at this. Remember, the Jews said, hey, you made Jesus your father.
Yes.
Making you equal with your father.
Hallelujah.
Jesus turns around and tells us, say it this way, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Doesn't that look like thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? I have covered you with the shadow of my hand that I may plant the heavens.
Yes. And lay the foundation.
Where is he planting the heavens at? On this planet. It's in you. And it needs to be planted on this planet. Come on. Amen. That I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth. Thy kingdom come. Thy will, God, be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. He turned around and said to you, pray it this way, my Father. Why? Just as the Jews said, hey, because you are on the plane where God has positioned you.
Amen.
A son of God. A daughter, a child of the living God. Come on, hallelujah. Do you get it? Are you getting it? Is it having a place within you? Because this foundation is sure. It's a real foundation. Hallelujah. I like this is the power verse. It says this. You will want Psalm 119 verse 89 says this, lamed. Lamed forever. What's that lamed? Oh, lamed. Oh, yeah. What a dummy. I'm going lamed. It says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Oh, how, do you know that his word is settled? It's already settled. It's already settled. Your name is in the book of life. It's already settled.
Amen.
If you believe in Jesus Christ, your name is on that log. Amen. You are a child, the son of God. Hallelujah. Settled. The Hebrew word for is natsab. Everybody look at your friend and say natsab. 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 Settled is what this word means. It means rooted, settled, stationed, and stationary. Now that would make you think that it's settled in heaven, stationary in heaven. But the word of God that we just looked at says, I want you to plant the heavens on the earth. And that it might be established on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is changing things, folks.
Yes.
You're going to be surprised at the things that will be coming out of your spirit, out of your innermost being. When you're speaking to somebody, there's going to come up this life that comes up and out within you because of the foundation that you've been placed in. You're in the foundation. You are a living stone in this. Do you understand that? Yes. You are at work with God. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
He is working with you. Hallelujah. The word of God, the Bible says the word stone in the Hebrew.
All right.
The word of God for stone in the Hebrew, you're going to like this. It's the same word. It's called ekben. It's the word that the word of God uses for son. Ben is a word, a Hebrew word that signifies son. Son of whoever. Solomon ben David. I mean, you guys have heard that word before, Ben. Hebrew word is Ben. Greek word is bar. You guys know that? Simon Bar Jonah means Simon, son of Jonah. Barabbas, remember? Barabbas is Bar Abba. Can you imagine that? The escape goat, remember? Huh. Boy, I'm fired up tonight, man. Come on, man. Hallelujah. The word of God. I think the mic left. You killed my mic. When God said, "Behold, I lay in Zion," He said, "A son. He who believes in Him will not make haste." Do you believe in the place where God has placed you? You are a son of God. Do you know that? Amen. Ladies, don't get excited because you say, "I'm not a son. I'm not a daughter." But you got to remember something very crucial to your salvation. Remember this, that you've been crucified with Christ. And Christ has come to dwell in you. You are, ladies, even sons of God. Because the King dwells in your heart. Not the Queen. Not the Queen. The King dwells in your heart. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Do you understand that? Luke chapter 6, verses 47 and 48, Jesus said this. Whosoever comes to me, can we stand? Can we stand? Jesus said this, "Whosoever comes to me and hears my sayings and doeth them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep." How many know that with God, you got to dig deep? Go after him. Dig deep. Dig deep. He's a man that dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house. And it could not shake it. Unshakable house. Amen. That's the name of our sermon, Unshakable. For it was founded upon this rock. Amen. Folks, listen to me. Listen to me. There's a world system out there trying to shake your foundation. Release nothing. Don't release a thing. If you've got to go to the hospital and you got to go into emergency ward, if you got to go into the ICU, it's because God is your God and He's going to watch over you. He's going to have something for you in that hospital.
Amen.
He is your God. All things.
All things
work together for what? For good to those that love God and to those that are called according to His purpose. Do not release a thing. Don't let go of the Word of God and the foundation that He's placed you on. Can I say that to you?
Amen.
I'm going to pray for you and we're going to release you, okay? I'd like to do that song again, "You're Worthy of It All," because I really liked it. So I'll get the musicians back up here. Hallelujah. If you would, just raise your hands to the Lord. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we are part of a mighty foundation. And Lord, thank you, Lord, that you have said that you've placed your words within us so that we might plant, so that you might plant the heavens and the earth, Lord. Father, I'm praying for every person this morning that has their hand in the air, Father God, that's got a heart that is saying, "God, just use me to speak to the heart of those that are around me, Father." Hallelujah. Father, touch our city. Touch our families, Father. Father, we thank you for your word, God. We ask you, Lord, this morning, oh God, strengthen the foundation that's within our lives. Take away anything that is contrary to who Jesus is and strengthen this foundation Strengthen this building, Father God, that you have purposed and brought into the earth, Father, for this time in history, God. We thank you for it. We praise you for it, God. In Jesus' name I pray. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing this song.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.